nothing to do, lean back about half asleep and go over all the old things.
Oh, I can't imagine it.
And groups of people and I'd say they're all gone.
Yep. You're right. Yeah. So did you ever meet Rebecca Fano? The lady on the wall at the Fano house, did you ever meet her?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Wow.
I was just shown the picture from my kids.
Wow.
They first, it was through the window that I seen her.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yep. Yep, she was my great-great-grandfather's sister. Yeah. So I have a little diary of when she came across the Oregon Trail. And she talked about the Indians and the buffalo, and I can't imagine it, you know. Can't imagine it. I can't imagine when you were born.
No.
Wow. So where did you grow up?
In Roberts, Idaho.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was born in Weezer.
Uh-huh.
Did you write that down?
Yeah, hold that. I'm going to write that down because I think it's important in my family history. Because there's no one alive that I know to tell me anything. They're all gone. Yeah, where you were born in Weezer? Is that what you said?
And then my parents had enough to do to feed the kids, let alone look up all or keep a journey.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So you were born, what day is your birthday? April?
13th.
Oh, that's a good day.
13.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess. You know, maybe it was 14.
So, well, you know, no one's going to argue with you.
So how long did you live in Weezer? You were just living as a child in Weezer? When did you leave Weezer?
Now what?
How long did you live in Weezer?
No. The folks moved up to Roberts a couple of 3 months old.
Oh. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well. Okay. Yeah. Oh, wow.
To Roberts. Okay.
Yeah.
So you went to school in Idaho?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. I can't imagine. So did you go to one-room schoolhouse?
No.
You didn't?
No, you didn't.
Wow.
Three big rooms.
Wow.
A big dining room. And a furnace room.
Really? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Two stairways for upstairs.
Wow.
It's pretty big.
Yeah.
What was your dad's name?
Jesse.
Jesse?
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. So your mom was Mary and your dad was Jesse, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Well, you have got a sharp memory. Okay.
Jesse, yeah.
I don't think I spelled that
right.
That's
okay.
So what was your maiden name? Whitlash?
Whitlash,
okay. So were you, that's bizarre. I just wonder what your mother, what her dad's name was. I'll have to figure.
I'll never recall it.
That would be her, her grandfather on her mother's side.
Yeah,
right?
it'd be your.
Your grandpa on your mother's side.
Yeah.
Yep. Do you remember him?
No.
No? He probably had whiskers. They all did. He does, too.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
We should have another reunion at the Fano house. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this last, was it November?
Oh, we had a tea there.
We had a... We had an 1800s tea at the Fano House on December the 1st this year. And I dressed up in my pioneer clothes, and we had, 15 people? We had 15 people there for tea. Oh. It was a lot of fun. So I didn't have any idea where you were. So otherwise I would have found out where you were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that would have been a lot of fun.
My sister that we just lost, she could have probably filled in a lot more.
Who was your sister?
Joyce. Joyce. And then there was Marion, and Marion and Mom.
Marianne.
Well,
and the one closest to me was Joyce.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and Joyce and I are the only ones left.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I said out of 11, family out of 11.
Right.
Wow.
That's a big family.
You had 11 brothers and sisters?
And 4 brothers, 3 sisters.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a lot.
We lost a brother. A grandson.
Is that on?
And we've lost an infant.
Really? Hmm. That's
where are you living?
I live right over here on Denny Road.
Keep it in the family.
Yeah, that's right. I can see since I saw you last, my mother passed away in... It was April of 09. She passed away on the 14th of April, 09.
Oh.
Yep. She wasn't well. She hadn't been well for a long time. She was on dialysis. Yeah. So, and I miss her. I have no one in my family anymore.
You don't have a family anymore.
My sister, I had one sister. And she died when she was 37. She had leukemia.
Oh.
And then my dad died in 07. And then I have, on my mom's side, my mother's mother was a Vos. And so I have a couple cousins on that side. And then on my dad's side, I have 4 cousins. And other than that, I don't have, I have 2 children. And other than that, I don't have.
You have 2 children.
Yep. I have a daughter that's going to be 40, and my son's going to be 20. So
long far.
What a difference.
And I know everybody tells me that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just live really close to you. I just live like, just hop, skip, and a jump away from you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's something, and then yesterday, well, she was a sister-in-law before I lost my brother.
Mm-hmm.
She does this genealogy thing.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Oh, the way that she's drilled into things. Sure. On the last side.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Well, see, okay, that was Larry, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he told me there's a whole, somebody did a whole Whitlash history.
Well, that's her.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. She might know what your mother's dad's name was.
She might.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be interesting because I know that, and it's kind of funny, I guess it goes in families, but on the Denny side, one of Thomas's brothers got mad at him and said, you know, I'm not going to be a part of your family anymore. And he took the E out of his name and he moved away. Well, that didn't change the bloodline.
You moved to Washington, didn't you?
No. You moved to Jefferson, Oregon.
Jefferson, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and there was Denny's up in Seattle. There was a relation up there.
Yeah.
And then I just found out one of my Denny relation worked with Abraham Lincoln, and he was in the Whig Party. And they needed, for this piece of legislation, Abraham Lincoln, they needed to have a quorum of people. Well, they didn't approve of this. I don't know what it was, some law they were trying to pass. And so they jumped out on the window, and then the law didn't pass. And that's in a history book, and I didn't even know it.
Jumped out the window and what?
They jumped out the window onto the ledge.
Oh.
And then that law didn't pass because they didn't vote.
Didn't have enough people to vote.
Yeah. I thought,
I don't hear good. I don't know. I thought I was doing pretty good yesterday. Now I put my hearing aids in. Not
well, I think somebody's trying to get you a new... I think Larry said he was trying to get something for your hearing aid, and he can't find the part.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little thing that you put in them and pull it out, and it's supposed to pull the wax out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He said he was going to get one of those.
Yeah. Yeah, I know he's looking for one.
Yeah.
Sure.
He's good about putting in new batteries for me because it's a little to see.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't see all that well.
Right, right. Yeah. So how many kids did you have?
How many children?
Yeah.
One.
Just one?
Yeah, Clifford.
And I only had one boy.
One boy.
Yeah. See, Clifford. I met him at the Fano house. Yep.
Yeah.
So do you know who Lucius Denny was?
Pardon me?
Do you know who Lucius Denny was?
No, see, I didn't.
The name is Lucius Denny.
Oh, like Dad's mom's father.
Is that who it is?
It sounds right, like it.
Dad's mom's father.
I'm going to show you something.
Did you write it down?
No, but you can, because I'm going to show her something.
Dad's mom's father, oh, that's what she said?
Yep. Okay, hold on to that. Okay.
I brought some pictures with me. That's Lucius Denny.
Oh my goodness. Well, what I understand, he was kind of a rascal. He didn't pay much attention to his
family. How do you spell that, Lucius?
L-U-C-I-A-S, I think. I don't know. Well, that he went to West Point.
He
went to West Point. Some.
He looks like.
That's military, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. That's the only picture I have, and I remember talking to Clifford, and he said something about Lucius Denny, but I didn't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That don't ring a bell, though, is what I hear and what I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd never know. I mean, somebody wrote on the back. That's the only reason I would know who it is. But he's kind of handsome, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Well, wrong envelope.
Those yeah, it didn't fit envelope. In there, did it? It went in here, didn't it? Well, I thought I'd bring it because I didn't know. See, I have other pictures, but I... See, this is Fielding Denny. And he was born on the Oregon Trail in 1849.
On the trail.
On the trail. And that's his wife, Mary. So that's why I wondered. I thought, man, that can't be your mother.
No, it'd be your great-great-grandmother.
Yeah, that wouldn't be your mother. That'd be an aunt or something of yours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that would be your great-uncle.
Yeah.
Or would it be a cousin? No, it'd be
a great uncle.
It'd be an uncle. Yeah.
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 So that is a relation to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Well, and these are real.
She's got his nose.
Let me see.
Look at Seth. That's her nose right there. Same nose.
Same nose.
Yeah.
It does kind of look the same.
Yeah.
You know, my mother had that nose. Yes, she did. That's funny. I know.
Too bad you didn't start this one before die.
Yes.
Yeah.
She knew quite a bit.
Really?
Her mother, Aunt Lottie, mom's sister, Aunt Lottie.
Okay, I have to write that. Okay, so that was your mother's sister?
Yes.
Aunt Lottie's mother's sister. Your mother's sister is Aunt Lottie.
And her married name was Fisher. Aunt Lottie Fisher.
Okay. And she was a Denny before that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Denny Fisher, okay.
Yeah, I did that right.
Yeah.
It's hard to try to make a family tree thing because I have to start way back because and then I get lost. So let's see. You only had one. So you must have lots of grandchildren. Well, I know you got four of them.
Yeah.
Or three. Well, because see, I talked to.
Yeah. Have the four boys and the two girls.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the baby that died was a girl.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. I can't imagine.
And then Aunt Lottie, and then there was one Aunt Rowena.
What was her name?
Rowena.
Rowena?
Yeah, like Rena, the Rowena.
Right.
And then there was one, which she, of course they're all gone.
Sure.
Before. But who they lived with by no information.
Uh-huh.
Right.
That's fun to remember, though.
And then I can also see it. Somebody turned down a cottage girl. It was a sister there.
Really?
Cottage girl.
And what was her name?
That, well, because see, down around Cottage Grove, that's, is that Eugene or? That's
oh,
on the
yeah.
way. I know
yeah.
where Cottage Grove is, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I know she did live at Cottage Grove because when Mom took a trip over there when her dad died, they went down to see her.
Right.
And she was one that needed lots of care and a wheelchair.
Right.
And then that's her.
Wow. Wow. So you don't know what year your mother's dad died?
No. How old was I?
You're probably a little
like
old.
I was about 14.
Were you?
It seems like it.
Mm-hmm.
I was old enough to take over the kitchen.
Yeah.
That's a fun part.
When Mom went to Oregon.
Uh-huh.
On that. With her, she took her two daughters and left me with a harvest hand.
Really?
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Made you cook.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You know, I didn't even ask you what your name was.
May.
May?
M-A-E?
Y.
Oh, M-A-Y. Okay.
May Phoebe. I never liked that name.
On my dad's side, my dad's mother was a Grant. And on my dad, on the Grant side, we have an Aunt Phoebe. We do.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if she liked her name, though.
Oh, I never liked mine.
So, okay, so your maiden name was Whitlash. Okay. I'll never remember this if I don't write it down. And who is your husband?
Albert.
Okay.
His name is called.
And he was a Lease, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was called Birch.
What was he called?
Birch.
Birch?
Birch. B-E-R-T.
Oh, Bert. Oh, gotcha. Okay.
like okay. a nickname.
Yeah, yeah.
So what year did you get married?
30.
Did you really? Oh, how fun would that be then? Oh, that was depression time.
I know.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't think we knew it. We lived through it.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I was thinking.
15 and 31.
Wow. Wow.
So see, he would have been my, let's see, how old is he? 31 from 13, he's what, 70? How old is he, 72, 82?
Eight.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because he would, see, my Uncle Tom was born. No, my mother's youngest brother was born in 1933. Uncle Marvin was. My mom had two brothers, and my mom was born in 1925, and then the next brother came in 1929, and then the next one came in 1933, and then my grandma had a baby in 39 that didn't live, and then she didn't have, that was all, she only had the three kids. So wow, so you probably had your own garden and everything. Did you have your own garden? Yeah. Did you grow your own vegetables?
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
in those days you had to grow them if you're going to preserve them, if you was going to eat through the winter,
right?
Yeah. I still do.
Yeah. You still raise a garden.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, I would too.
Yep. We usually have, this year I didn't have a real big one, but I like to plant beans and tomatoes and squash and carrots and,
yeah, you cucumbers.
Know. Yep. And cucumbers are my favorite. Yep. Those little yellow ones. I plant those.
Yeah.
Those are good. Yeah. Or I plant, oh, what else do I plant? One year, I had so many beans, I didn't know what to do with them. I had a ton of them.
And here, in the place I was in, people that had a garden with their extra things, they bring them in and leave them near the office there. Help yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not long. They're,
they're gone.
Everything's gone.
Yep.
And beans and tomatoes. And
yeah.
The little tomatoes.
Cherry tomatoes?
Cherry.
Oh, yeah. Those are good, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they are. See, and I don't really like tomatoes unless they're right out of the garden. I could just go eat them. I like to do that. Yeah, but the ones in the grocery store, they just...
They're not the same.
Nope.
No.
They don't taste the same. You're right. If I would have known you were here...
I like cucumbers the same way.
Yeah. If I would have known, I would have brought you some cucumbers. Wow.
Well, if I'm here next summer, you can bring them here.
Yeah.
Well, you will be here. You got to have that party.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep, got to have that party for sure. Yeah. Wow. So when did you come to Oregon?
73.
Oh, did you really? Wow. So, see, I had these cousins living somewhere else all this time.
Oh, my kids lived here. That's what moved us over here.
Right.
If you don't be around your kids, you're soon.
Yep.
It's easy to forget a lot.
Right.
You want to be with them and their activities. And
sure. Sure. Yep. Well, it's funny how I met all your grandkids. That was fun. You know, we talked for, I talked to, what's his name? Ken, I think.
Ken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ken and Bob.
Yeah.
And Laurie and Laura.
Wow.
Their kids.
Yeah.
And I was there, I'm sure.
Right. Yep.
The kids come and got me in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I had a good time when we had that reunion. I'd seen people that, well, I'd never seen you. I remember you coming up to me and saying, my mother was Mary Denny. And I'm looking at you like, that can't be right because my grandmother was Mary Denny. And then once we got to talking, I'm like, wow.
Yeah,
that was exciting.
Yeah. Uh-oh, dinner's done.
I don't know, it smells kind of good, doesn't it? Yeah.
That what?
I said something smells good.
Yeah, I don't know what it'll be. I don't have much of an appetite for anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that happens to me.
Yeah.
Yep, you just don't. I get tired of cooking. And he doesn't ever get tired of eating.
No.
You know, I remember my brother Paul, he didn't care about fancy stuff, and he told Mom one day, he said, meat, potatoes, and gravy.
Yep.
That's me. Meat, potatoes, and gravy.
Yep. That was my mom. That was my dad. Yep. Yeah. That's all he ever wanted was meat, potatoes, and gravy. Yep. Yeah.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
And it seemed like, you know, that's what we had. You know, or like, oh, I like to grow corn in the garden, too. This year I didn't, but, oh, I love to go down and get a corn on the cob.
Corn on the cob.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that new kind that you just eat on the cob, you don't cook it.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Juicy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't know that. I've been over 2 years of corn.
Really? Wow. No. We'll have to bring you some. Yep.
And another thing I love in the East, it'd be just a bowl of popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Now that I could bring you.
Yeah. I would love it.
He loves popcorn.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. Just a bowl of popcorn, and you can just sit there and eat it as you wish.
Yep.
Yep. That's right. You know what he had the other night? Popcorn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't like the microwave kind. I like to make it. I like to make popcorn.
Yeah.
Yep. My mom used to put it in the, I don't know whatever happened to the pan, but it was a big round pan, and it had this, I don't know, this wooden handle on the top, and she put it on the burner with some butter, and it'd start popping, and she'd stir it, and pretty soon we had popcorn. Yeah.
And if you want to dull it up, you can put dark caramel on it.
Oh,
well, that's really good. Now you're making me hungry. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. That's one of my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So where'd you go for Christmas?
Here.
You did? Did anybody come stay with you?
No.
Oh, terrible.
No.
I should have. Oh, I should have come and said hello.
Yeah, so.
Well, somebody must have.
Jeffy, they were alone too.
Were they?
She wasn't feeling, she was hurting so bad.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
She has that something arthritis that hits her, and it does, it goes down her arm.
Oh.
And just don't feel good.
Yep.
She started to go, we were invited over to a granddaughter's.
Uh-huh.
Mia's. And Kathy was in the car ready to go, and that hit her. She said, take me back.
Oh, my.
So they spent
Christmas at home.
And I did too.
Yeah. I mean, my hands, see if you look at my fingers, they're all getting kind of crooked.
Yeah, you got it too.
Yep. And sometimes my hands, if I, you know, like I'll be, washing dishes doesn't feel so bad, but I'll be doing something and I'll just like hit my knuckle on something. And, oh, that hurts so bad.
Too bad.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, well, if that's all I got, that's okay.
How old are you?
I'm 58. 58. I'll be 59 in June. So.
47.
Oh.
He's just a baby. I'm looking forward to your birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, that sounds like... Oh, yeah, it is. Not very far away.
No.
Yeah. So what'd you do when you were a little girl?
I don't know.
Did you make mud pies?
Played, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't know.
Played with your dolls.
Played with, and I wasn't a doll person. I thought I'd seen a glimpse of something. I liked to, every now and again, to undress her and put her in another outfit. And then, believe it or not, the door frame at the top, it was a nail. Then I'd hang her up there. Get her up off the boys.
Sure. Oh, that's...
And go play with the boys. Yeah. I was a tomboy.
I did too.
Yes.
Must run in the family. Yep. I did. Well, I only had one sister, but I always, you know, I always was with my dad, and we worked on the truck, and I don't know. I was always out doing something. I never did much girl stuff.
Hi.
Hello. But now I do.
We have to leave.
No. No.
Can you come under here?
No, cousins.
Yeah, she's a cousin through a long, anyway, yeah. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, they'll be in here in a few minutes.
Out to eat, yeah.
Yeah, I wondered, I don't know what time they're going to have dinner, but when you have dinner, then we'll leave so we don't bother you.
Brought in some ladies over there in the chair, and then they have to wake them up.
Right.
Take them to the dining room.
Sure. Sure.
Quite a process.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It looks like you can go on your own.
Yeah, but they won't let me. I do half of my own anymore.
Yeah.
Sure.
But there's a lot of things I can do, there's a lot of things I can't do.
Sure, oh sure, sure.
And I'm a fighting, and I call it a bug.
Yeah, those things happen. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really been miserable, and I don't know what they're going to do about it.
Right. Well, you look good.
Yeah, thank
you. Yep, you do, yep. Don't look much different than the last time I saw you.
Out in the grass field.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow. So did you ever have a driver's license?
Well, as soon as I could.
Did you?
Yeah.
Because I know my mom, you know, she didn't get a driver's license for a long time. Well, till right before I was born. In the 50s, she drove without one.
Yeah. Yeah. I was driving long before, I guess, before they were required.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure. And my cousin is the one that taught me to drive. He had a...
Really?
Overland car.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And he taught me to drive.
Wow.
Him and I got married in 30, it was no problem.
Right.
I could drive my husband's 30 Chevrolet.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
I mean a 28 Chevrolet.
28, yeah.
Right. Wow.
We have a 29 Ford.
No, 30.
Oh, the 30 Ford.
Yep, it's a 1930 Model A.
Yeah.
I have my dad's car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yep. I mean, we aren't driving it, but I still, you know, I have it.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Are you going to have dinner now?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, but they've got to take care of these. Yeah.
Got it.
They got it. Okay, she's got it.
Yeah.
Well, she's getting it. Yeah, we don't need that. Oh, I see. She's going to put her in the chair. Yeah. I see what she's doing. So she can come sit out here. That's good. Yeah. Wow. I've enjoyed talking to you. I bet you have a lot of stories that I would love to hear.
Yeah.
Yep. I can't imagine. I can't imagine living in the 30s. I mean, I can. I mean, my mom would tell me how, you know. Well, my mom's dad, my granddad, broke his leg in four different places in 1929 and couldn't work. And so my dad, who was only, oh, he was like eight or nine, he had to go help on the farm because there was nobody to do it.
Yeah.
You know, and then my grandma had to go to work at the Portland Golf Club. She went down there and washed dishes. So they had money for things they needed. And they had the farm and the garden and all that. But yeah, they didn't have any money. You know?
We just have to fold up. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's fine.